The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
George Badano, Kevin Blackstone, Frank Isola, Bob Ryan. You guys still in a draft?
Ooh.
Yeah. Everything from last night and the latest on Klay Thompson. And who would you rather have tonight? Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray? Let's go.
I think Isola and I are going to argue about something today. Pretty good safe bet.
The latest on Klay Thompson, torn Achilles, a season-ending injury. And that kind of puts the whole draft for Golden State in a different place. Whether they took James Wiseman at 2, knowing that or not, this year now a different year than the Warriors had hoped and wanted and expected. George Sedano, around the horn to you. Do you now wonder if Klay Thompson will ever get back to being who he was? And same question for the Warriors. Are they now done as we've known them?
Tony, first of all, obviously this is awful news that we got from Woj earlier in the day today. He's one of the most beloved players that we have in the sport. I mean, you saw the outpouring of support yesterday when all that news came out. To answer your question, though, look, I think with modern medicine, we've seen a lot of people come back from a lot of different injuries. So I am hopeful that that will be the case. As far as the Warriors in the short term, they're a team that went from probably a lock in the top four to a team that's not going to make the playoffs potentially. Maybe they'll be fighting for a playoff spot. Long term, I don't feel like they can be a championship contender potentially anymore. Like, I look at their window and it's already closing, right? 5 years they went back to the finals. Man, that takes its toll, and we're seeing that now, okay? You know, Klay Thompson was very durable throughout his career up until recently. And, you know, Steve Kerr has talked about this numerous times about how daunting a task it's been to just stay healthy throughout all of this, and now we're seeing the ramifications of that. So I look at all those guys all in their 30s. I know they drafted Wiseman, but I think their championship window could be closed.
Kevin Blackstone?
Well, certainly their championship window is closed, and it's horrible news, but I suspect that, you know, he'll come through surgery just fine, and he'll come back from that Achilles injury. I mean, players do come back from that injury, but they'll never be the same team that they were. They'll never be the Splash Brothers. You'll never have that three-point shooting barrage that they can put up on you. But they still have Steph Curry coming back. They have Draymond Green. I suspect they're not going to trade Andrew Wiggins now. And they may have gotten a steal being the number two, with the number two pick, being a team with that talent and that kind of pedigree and all those awards, with getting James Wiseman. So I still think this is a team that competes for the playoffs. They're just an entirely different team.
Right, Isola.
Well, you know, Klay Thompson doesn't play above the rim. I know he runs around screens, which we'll see how this injury impacts. And remember something else, though. You know, Kobe Bryant, Wes Matthews Jr., Elton Brand, Dominique Wilkins. It took them all about 8 or 9 months to come back from it. So we think he'll be available for the start of next season. I still think they have a window. Remember, they believe that they could be in play for Giannis Antetokounmpo a year from now. This year, can they do something like maybe make a deal and try to get Danilo Gallinari? And like you mentioned, they have a former number one overall pick on the team, Andrew Wiggins. And with James Wiseman, you put him into a situation where you have a very good culture, good players. Who knows? He could turn out to be the best player in the draft.
And Bob Ryan.
Before this happened, I had vaulted them in my mind right back up to the top of the pack. I was putting them in the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers, maybe even beating them. Certainly now, in the short run, we all know they're not a serious contender without Klay Thompson, barring some very unforeseen developments on the trade or signing front that Bob Myers is going to have to work on. That's the other thing, guys. There's been allusions to it, you guys have made it already, that we don't know what the final composition of the roster is going to be. Mm-hmm. But right now, looking at it with this, without him, you can't exaggerate how good he is. He's a Hall of Fame player. He's the guy that had a 37-point quarter. He's the guy that had a 60-point game dribbling the ball five times, or whatever the hell it was, you know, I'm talking about. He is a special player. Oh, yeah. Did I mention the old defense?
Yes.
So, yeah. No, yeah. They're not going
to
be
playing. You believe he'll ever get back to where he was? The style of play he plays, Frank mentioned, he's not a guy who played above the rim. So, Bob, is there some hope maybe for early 30s, mid-30s Clay to be back to where we knew him as?
Well, maybe 80 or 90%, and that may still be that'd be a formidable player, sure. The medical science is very good these days.
I think it was 11 dribbles for the 60-point game for Klay Thompson. Well, it was one of the great statistics incredible. In the history of the league. Let's move on. The thrill of the draft. I know we all joke that it was so delayed and maybe overlooked, forgotten this year. When you're in it, it's pretty great. The suits, the draft parties, the Israeli wine cellar, the fact that somebody wants to play for the New York Knicks, Frank Isola. Huzzah! Edwards to Minnesota, Wiseman to Golden State, Ball to Charlotte, Bob Ryan. Which player will make the bigger impact immediately and maybe even for the future?
Well, there's two different questions here, and a number of whoever it is, it might not be one of those three guys. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked if it isn't. But I know this is probably going a little bit against the grain a bet, but LaMelo is a special passer. I don't mean just good, not decent. I'm talking wow. And a special passer can energize a whole team. So I'm going to go out on my limb and say that I think LaMelo might be better than a lot of people think he's going to be.
Frank Isola?
A lot of times it's not where you get picked. It's who picks you. So if you look at James Wiseman, you're going to an organization that has a two-time MVP on the team and Steph Curry. You have Draymond Green. You're going to be surrounded by guys that have done it before. No offense to Charlotte and to Minnesota, but those two franchises have struggled a lot. So you're going to be a young player going in there, and it's just not going to be the same thing. A lot of people felt Wiseman going into the draft was the best player. To me, he has the chance to make the biggest impact in year one for a winning team.
Evan Blackstone?
Yeah, it's Wiseman for me, as I kind of alluded to before, and for all the reasons that Frank just pointed out. But let's just look at the talent. I mean, the guy is 7'1". He can ball. That's why he got Memphis in trouble when they were paying overhead trying to get him into that program. And they did get him into that program. He was thought to be all-worldly when he was a high school player. So I think that Wiseman is going to be the player who makes the biggest impact, and he's going to have to make the biggest impact now. Given
an additional
the news
question
with Klay
on
Thompson.
That, the Warriors, as we knew them, did the center position was not a position they utilized as it is traditionally, but they have a more traditional style center now. Do you believe they're going to maybe modify their game, Kevin?
I do. I think they're going to have to change their game, and I think it's wise to change their game. And let's not forget, they did try Boogie Cousins. Didn't work out that well. Injury, of course, short-circuited that as well. But this is something that has been in their
maybe with the departure of Thompson this year. And George Sedano, it could be the top three picks, or it could be really anybody. What's jumping out at you there?
Tony, I was tempted to go with LaMelo Ball like Bob because of LeVar Ball's hat, which said, I told you so, okay? Just based on that alone, I wanted to go with him. But I'm actually going to go with Anthony Edwards, the guy who was, you know, the number one pick in the draft because I like his fit. I think that you look at D'Angelo Russell there at the point guard position. You look at Karl Anthony Towns there. He's a wing. He's a scorer. I think that just positionally it makes a lot of sense. Plus, he's the guy that's the most talented in this particular draft. He has the highest ceiling in this draft. He can score at three different levels. And by the way, he still has plenty of room to grow on those three levels.
I feel like I've heard that about seven different guys are the most talented in this draft. So it remains to be seen, and we'll see how the talent conveys on the court. A team I want to focus on right here. Are you liking what the Philadelphia 76ers did? They managed to move Al Horford, one of these other contracts you thought, oh, it's untradeable, nobody can move. They did that. They're getting Seth Curry, and they're drafting Tyrese Maxey. An absolute steal, said, well, his former coach, John Calipari, as he does every year about one of his players. Frank, how do you grade Daryl Morey 2 weeks on the job?
I'm going to give him an A. You don't have to be a featured speaker at the Sloan Conference up at MIT.
Uh-oh, somebody's jealous.
Daryl Morey went
somebody's
to Philadelphia.
Jealous.
There it is.
he was going to come in there and make some moves. What do you want to do with Embiid and Simmons? Surround them with shooting, Seth Curry, obviously Danny Green. I think those are smart moves that he made. He knows what he's doing. And you get off of Al Horford's money, which was important.
Bob Ryan?
The amazing thing is he found a taker for Al Horford at that price. Al Horford's a nice player, but not at that price. Anyway, oh, absolutely. He gets a high mark from me for this. Surrounding him with a shooter such as he has done, I think, is extremely important. And also, I do like Maxie. I think Maxie was going to be, it's a wonderful pick mm-hmm. that low in the
draft. Anybody going to go so far to say Philadelphia had the best draft? George, you?
No, I'm not going to go that far, Tony. I do like Maxie, though. I think he is a kid that can be really good, as Bob said. But I'm giving Daryl Morey an A. Look, three seasons ago, when Embiid and Simmons were surrounded by J.J. Redick, Marco Bellinelli, and Ersan Ilyasova, you know, a bunch of shooters, they had a net rating of over 18, those two. The year after that, it went down to 8. Why? Less shooting. Then last year, it was a 2. So now Daryl Morey has said, hey, you know what? Let's put shooting around those two guys where they were really successful. Now they're more experienced. They can be even better potentially.
Well, it seemed like to me before this draft, we were talking about the big problem with the 76ers was Embiid and Simmons and their ability to work together. It seems to me they are still the cornerstones of the franchise. They're still there, and they're still going to have to work together no matter who you put around them. So to me, that's still the issue with the 76ers.
George, you hit pause on whether the Sixers had the best draft of anybody. Any other picks that made an impression on you? Any steal of the draft?
Precious Achiuwa from the Miami Heat. Look, you look at their track record, the last two drafts, they've had picks in the first round. Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, they always seem to get the steal now, and I think that they've done the same thing.
Look at Frank's face that you brought up, how the Miami Heat culture was able to convey. I love when you do that to him, George. Go ahead, Frank. Who was your steal of the draft, or at least the biggest impression?
Well, all right. Speaking about an organization that needs to build culture, the Knicks did a good job getting Obi Toppin.
Oh, here we go.
Who wants to play for the Knicks. But also, Tyrese Halliburton, the kid from Iowa State that made it out to Sacramento. That's a good pick.
KB?
Let me just remind you about the Spurs, the year that they kind of fell off when David Robinson got hurt. They fell into the number one draft. They got Tim Duncan, and next thing you know, they're off to the races again. It's not the same situation with the Warriors, but they are a great team fell into a bad situation, and they get James Wiseman.
And Bob Ryan. Yep.
The young man in the wine cellar was almost a universal pick to be the fourth guy to be chosen. I don't know why he slipped, but Denny Avia, I think, might be a steal for the Wizards.
That was an interesting draft party of all the parties. I'm not familiar with Israeli wine. I don't drink. But it did have a little bit of high class. And when you got a guy holding a basketball and pointing at a camera, I'm all for that pick. Always love that pick. Taking a break right here. Buy or sell next. Tonight, Thursday Night Football. What does Kyler Murray have for an encore to his Hail Mary last week?
Around the Horn is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
When they met in Week 7, Arizona 37, Seattle 34 in overtime. Well, now Seattle's lost 3 of 4. Russell Wilson, 10 turnovers in that span. And Kyler Murray's rise rocketing with last week's Hail Mary. What did we get? Glory be to the Father this week. This is a great game tonight. Question one, George Sedano. Which QB would you rather have tonight?
Well, since the question is tonight, I'm going with Kyler Murray, Tony, because the kid is on pace for 5,300 total yards this season, 1,100 of those on the ground, almost 50 touchdowns. That's the pace that he's setting right now. And he's doing that at 23 years old. You know what Russell Wilson was doing at 23 years old? Playing for Brett Bielema at Wisconsin. As great as Russell Wilson is, this kid, Kyler Murray, is only scratching the surface at how good he is.
Interesting. If you did all the math, though, wouldn't Russell Wilson's numbers also be around 5,050 touchdowns? I mean, I know he's fallen off the last 2 weeks. Kevin Blackstone, how about you?
No, I'd rather have Russell. As much as I enjoy watching Kyler Murray, and he's having a great past few weeks, Russell has done this time and time again. He's got the hardware. He was having, until this pickoff thing, he was having an MVP career, and he's still in the conversation for that with 28 touchdowns and 2,700 yards passing.
Frank Isola.
Thank you, Kevin. George is such a prisoner of the moment right now. I get it. Kyler Murray is going to be a terrific player. He's basing it all on one miracle throw. This is a guy that's been to two Super Bowls. Had he just handed the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, he would have won two Super Bowls. Come on, you don't honestly believe that. You know that right now the quarterback you want is Russell Wilson. The experience, everything.
Bob Ryan.
Come on.
I'd rather be Kyler Murray because he gets to go against Russell Wilson's atrocious defense. But I am saying I'm not bailing on Russell Wilson. He's the guy that earlier in the year, all they were talked about was nobody throws a better deep ball than this guy, A. B, oh, he never gets any MVP votes. And he deserved MVP votes this year early in the time. He's still Russell Wilson. You got to go with him. I'm sticking with you. Frank, you're right.
So division is 6-3, 6-3, 6-3 when you bring in the LA Rams. Does whoever wins tonight win the NFC West, George?
No, because the Rams' defense is hellacious. It's by every measurement.
So you think the Rams are still not only in the conversation, but the front runner division?
They have a top two defense, absolutely. There's no question they're in this conversation.
If Seattle wins tonight, Seattle's going to win the division. They got the AFC, NFC East coming up, plus the Jets. They got the easiest schedule coming up for anybody in there.
Welcome back to reality, George. He's 100% right. The Rams have a defense. They're the best team in that division.
And Bob Ryan.
I think I have to go with that Rams designation. Nobody's talking about them, really. It's funny. But Seattle does have to win this game tonight. They're home. They can't blow a home game.
Will they win? Make a pick here, Bob Ryan. Who you got?
Yes, Seattle. Mm-hmm. Russell.
Frank?
Seattle.
Kevin Blackstone?
Yep. Seattle will be 5-0 at home after this game.
Yep. George Adano.
Seattle.
Arizona, 34-31.
Okay. That would be a three-point game just like last time, George. I got the stats right here. 50 touchdowns, 4,900 and change yards for Russell Wilson. That's his projection. George is taking a seat a little bit, and we're moving down. Buy or sell two. Tua taking a take two. He told NBC after last week's win, quote, I expected it to be a lot harder, end quote. Now.
I think that was probably taken out of context, not mean that, you know, the NFL was easy. But just like from what I originally expected, the difficulty, it wasn't as I expected.
Kevin Blackstone, what do you buy? What do you sell?
Look, I buy that explanation. He's not a guy who's been given to self-promotion. He just asked, and he got an opportunity to clarify everything, and I think that's fine. He didn't want to be Leonard Fournette. Remember Leonard Fournette said everything was so easier in the NFL?
Frank Isola?
He's a likable kid. I think what he's trying to say is my coach and my organization clearly made it easier for me. Let's give Brian Flores a lot of credit, a guy who will be in the running for Coach of the Year. Absolutely.
Bob Ryan.
I think what he didn't mean to say easy. What he meant to say the first time was, I thought it was going to be really, really, really hard, but it's only pretty hard. Not as hard as I thought it was going to be. That's a long way from saying it was easy.
George Dano.
He went out of his way to say that it wasn't easy in the clarification. There's no doubt about that. But you know what, Tony? It has been somewhat easy for him, but it's because he's so talented. He has two of the most, the lowest rated completion probability touchdown passes this season. Okay, one to Devontae Parker, one to Hollins, the tight end. So it has been kind of easy for him.
Even he has two of the lowest probability completions. So you're thinking that's a good thing that he threw a ball that had such a low
because he's so accurate. Because he's so accurate. Of course, he trusts his arm.
I'll take it. No, Kevin. It's going to convey. He's getting the showdown. It's going to be Sedano and Isola. And Isola just praised Miami.
It doesn't have to be.
Blew our minds here. Blackstone Ryan, well played today, but not
New
enough.
York coach.
Miami versus New York. Go down. 4 minutes. Bronx.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Robinson Cano's second positive test for performance enhancers means he'll miss all of next season. What that does for his career, what that does for the New York Mets, who are now free of $24 million that they don't have to pay him. How should the Mets feel today, Frank Isola?
Robbie Cano, don't you know, this is probably going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame for the Mets. For them, it's a lucky break. They have a lot more money to spend, and their owner wants to spend. Good for them.
Tony, look, they should definitely look at it as an early Christmas gift, the Mets. The question is, Mets fans, how will they look at it? Will the Mets actually allocate the funds and get good players? That's a big
all
question.
All signs pointing towards Cohen wanting to spend money. Anyone want to say DJ LeMahieu or someone of that ilk to replace Cano and steal from the Yankees? Nobody said it. I just said it. I'll give the point to Frank Isola. We'll move on. These drafts, done virtually with everyone on their own stream. Are they growing on you? Because they are on me. Favorite draft moment from last night, George Zidano, go.
Tyrese Halliburton, the 9-2-0 to the league, much like his buddy Tyler Hero, who also went from Wisconsin, had the drip last year, and Tyrese Halliburton topped him. I never thought anybody could top the Tyler Hero suit from last season.
Cole Anthony hanging out in an apartment in New York. His dad, Greg Anthony, his mom is there. His stepfather is running for mayor of New York City. How about that? And Spike Lee was there. That's a star-studded cast, Ricky.
So one of you guys made it about Miami, basically, when you brought in last year's pick for Miami. And one of you made it about New York. You're both getting a mute here. We're moving on. Operation Get Yannick Ngakoue to the Pro Bowl. This is a fascinating story. You guys ready? Because it's Jaguars fans voting a former Jaguar, who's now a Raven, but they traded him to the Vikings last month, and they're enlisting all the rivals of the Vikings, because if Ngakoue gets the fan vote to go to the Pro Bowl, Minnesota gives up a fourth-round pick to Jacksonville rather than a fifth-rounder. So Jaguars fans trying to get a better draft pick for their team. Is that fair, George?
Eight words for you. Them's be the rules and snitches get stitches, Tony.
It's a, they found a loophole, just like George found a loophole getting to Showdown. Why not do it? Good play by the Jacksonville fans. Nice.
Pretty, you know the Pro Bowl, they're going to be playing Madden this year, too. So you're deciding who gets to play Madden and at what draft pick you get. It's amazing. Yeah. Frank Isola, take the FaceTime.
Wow. There we go. Well, of course, congratulations to the 60 players that were drafted last night. Those who weren't, fear not. Over in Miami, here you go, George. Duncan Robinson, undrafted. Fred VanVleet, the biggest free agent out there this summer or this offseason, undrafted. So already, Miles Powell from Seton Hall ended up on the Knicks. Nathan Knight out of William & Mary's already signed with the Atlanta Hawks. Even if you didn't get drafted, you didn't get that opportunity, you didn't get to cry, don't worry. Your future is still in your hands. Go out and get it. How about that?
Thanks, guys. Sola, win number 133. That's going to do it, folks. We're on a 23-and-a-half-hour break. Oh, yeah? You got a problem with that, George?
Thank you, Miami. I said Duncan Robinson.
We'll see you tomorrow around the horse.
Luca and Carson, I got a Nick plug in there.
Happy Hour is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly.